As some businesses make plans to return to the area near the site of the World Trade Center, some workers are not so sure they can go back. For some New Yorkers, the wreckage has become a gauge of their own resilience. Visits are meant to prove they have to put that they have put the events of September 11th behind them. Dina Temple Raston went along with two men who work for a multimedia company called Production Designer.
Even 2 months after the attack, Kevin Cunningham and Elliot Fox need hard hats, flashlights, and a police escort to go into their old offices at 30 West Broadway. The scene inside is an eerie one. As they climb 14 flights of concrete stairs, they see little vignettes. Conference tables with chairs askew, coffee cups half full. Production Designer CEO Kevin Cunningham.
It looks like we were in the middle of a really busy work day, and people have left things sort of half finished, their piles of paper laying on people's desks, and there's just this light film of dust over everything now, so it's a little spooky.
As Cunningham looks around the room, what bothers him most, he says, is that the office looks so much as it did. In a way, if everything had been destroyed, that would have been easier.
It's a little disheartening because we're not able to replace all this equipment quickly enough to really get back up and going at full speed again.
When the planes hit, Production Designer was about to introduce a new software product to help theaters run lights, sound, and music from a regular PC. The disaster froze the project in its tracks. Yet it only took 2 days for Production Designer's team to then regroup. They found new office space. They called business contacts. In Midtown Manhattan, more than 40 blocks from Ground Zero, a dozen or so 20-somethings are writing out lines of computer code. Empty boxes are stacked in the corner. Employees share fold-out tables. And the whole scene gives the feeling of a company prepared for a quick getaway. Makeshift office conditions aside, Cunningham and Fox are among the lucky ones. Their small business insurance has paid about $50,000 in damages so far. And while the checks have helped blunt the material costs, it won't be easy to fix the other effects of the attack. Elliot Fox was on the subway underneath the World Trade Center when the first plane hit. He's been down to the site several times.
I find it therapeutic in some way. Each time I've been down to Ground Zero and even back down to our old building, I get the sense of it being tangible. And all of a sudden you look at it and you go, okay, this was not a dream, it really did occur. It helps in some way revisiting the site.
Administrative assistant Holly Twining doesn't find any comfort there. She was in the West Broadway offices that morning. She was in the crowd that ran from the Twin Towers only to watch them melt from the skyline minutes later. The memory still haunts her.
Getting off the subway every time and smelling that smell, I feel like I'm just surrounded by death when I go down there. So I can't see myself being down there again. I don't want to be anywhere near it. I don't know, I feel bad about that, but I can't do it.
Even today, she worries about working so close to the Empire State Building, now the tallest skyscraper in the city. If Production Designer returns to Ground Zero, as it might do, Twining won't follow. That may be the long-standing fallout from the attacks, and the big dilemma facing New York managers in the weeks and months ahead. Even after the rebuilding is done, there may be a new cast of casualties, like Holly Twining, who say that they can't look at buildings without expecting them to explode. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple Raston in New York.